Hello, everyone, and welcome to Incredible Critics. Incredible, not because we're great, but much like our graphics that we're working on, our credibility is seriously in question. Joining me,
I was just gonna let you go. Do you want me to?
Tuna like full reins, I guess.
Yeah, no, like, Tuna's the captain
Tuna
now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joining 100%. Me, as you're hearing, are the voices of Ben Franco from America's Got Talent.
Ben number one Franco.
And Frankie number two Fusco.
Hey, Tuna.
And Tim Lasers Gruber.
Pew pew. Ben, I like your juggling. I am going to add another ball. Here we go. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I've been working on that.
I mean, that's what happens when you're at the top, you know?
That's right. That's right. I mean, should I, this week we're talking about just a bunch of Marvel stuff, right? Right? Right, guys?
Always.
Right?
Super Every week, amped, bro.
Right? I guess so.
Yeah, super, whatever, sure.
See, last week, Tuna...
I have a big announcement.
Oh, you have a big announcement?
I do, yeah.
Frankie has a small announcement. That's a big announcement that's really
very, very quiet.
Oh, am I quiet now?
No, you're good now.
Okay, I'm just talking closer to the mic. We have another incredible critic.
Oh,
there she is.
Dude, congrats, man.
Oh, she's very happy.
Let it rip. Aww. Talk to Tuna how much you like him. Cry if you like Tuna.
Wow. She cries on command.
The true miracle of life.
Oh, don't torture the kid. Let her go. Hi, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Ben says hi. Yeah, I taught her to cry on command. It was a little tough, but I mean, at almost a week old, she picked it up.
Making good progress.
Wow.
Most importantly, yes, though, how are you doing, Frankie?
I know. I'm doing great. I'm not as exhausted as Ruxin in the background. Who has just had the hardest week of his life, I think. But no, we're doing good. Everyone's good. Baby's good. She came last Tuesday, and we've been home since Wednesday. And that was actually the first time Tim got to see her. I wanted Tim to, you know, not see her before you guys. So we've been hiding her from Tim when he comes home. Just, like, put her in a box before.
What's in the box?
Like, don't worry about it. The box poking holes in the box for air.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I wrote Martha on the box just so he couldn't say the name.
Why would you write that?
Why
would you write that name?
Oh, too good.
That's great. Tim, how's your week been going?
Oh, good. Good. Getting close to closing on a house.
Nice.
So that'll be fun.
Exciting.
Real toy. Yeah, I don't know.
It's funny that Tim thinks I'm going to let him leave.
I don't know that I will be on the show that week because a new house will not have internet. So,
oof.
What's the closing date?
The day of the podcast. It's a Monday coming up. So.
Gotcha.
Of
well,
course.
You know.
Yeah. That's great.
You can just
we'll
come
see. Maybe I'll drop in on my phone. Yeah. Drop in.
There you go.
Hey guys, coming in from the middle of nowhere.
Just leave comments on the Facebook live.
That's true. I could always
just
join
troll
in
us.
On Facebook.
You and Brittany can just troll us like you.
Oh, we can both troll you. Yes, yeah. Like Brittany normally does. Yeah. Is she trolling us right now?
Who's Brittany coming?
You know, I haven't seen. I haven't seen her.
Is Brittany coming in for the closing?
Brittany is watching now. Yeah. Hi, Brittany.
Brittany and Jude are gonna come in for the closing, so that'll be fun.
Ben.
Tuna, how has your week been going? You proved last week that just with like a little bit of time, you can make a better show than I can. So good on you.
His guest was, you know, questionable at best.
Well, that is fair. Yeah, but you don't usually use expletives during the podcast, Ben. There was only
I
one.
Watch the podcast from the hospital.
Shockingly, Frankie hasn't dropped him yet. I mean, that's really what we're most impressed by.
Oh, I save him for right before and right after the podcast. So I just like unleash a bunch of expletives like 5 minutes before the podcast, and then afterwards I unleash another like 5 minutes expletives after the podcast.
Yeah, it's brutal. He actually yells them. He actually comes downstairs to right outside my door and just screams them into the door. He forgets that I'm down here.
No, I know. I know you're down there.
How is Frankie? Is Frankie laggy for anybody else, or is it just me?
No, it's laggy even for me, and I'm in this.
How
he's fine for me.
Frankie and Tim, you guys are like two rooms away from each other. Like you're like 20 feet.
And I'm on Wi-Fi. So.
Yeah, I'm hardwired to the internet, so I don't quite know how I am lagging.
Like for me, I don't know if this is what it's like on the stream, but your voice is like 5 seconds behind what you like. I see you say the word, and then
for the record, this was an issue with Andrew's stream last week with a couple of the guys. So I'm beginning to think it's an issue with this Discord setup.
Oh, we didn't use Discord last week, so maybe it's my internet. We used a different service.
Well. You know, we're figuring it out.
Yeah, and we can't name for you know, obvious reasons.
Woohoo!
Let's just do it live, guys. Let's do
That's
it.
Right, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Oh, are we live now? Are we actually on the show? I'm so confused. We haven't really talked about anything.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about what we've been watching in What's On.
You guys are pretty good at that.
I got it. I mean, it on the stream it looks great, but it feels so weird. So weird. I'm like. Anyway, Frankie, have you had time to watch anything besides That Beautiful Child of Yours?
I have. I've been working my way through Star Trek Discovery. Got through season one, which I was just talking to Tim about. I thought I had finished season one. Turns out I stopped like 6 episodes before the end and didn't realize that it was
basically halfway through season one.
Basically halfway through.
Like 4 episodes into season one, he stopped. I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh, that's a great season finale, and then never watched it again. So I went through season one, and now I'm almost all the way through season two.
And I still have not watched a single episode of Dark season three.
I have decided I'm going to watch every episode of the new show 1899 by the creators of Dark completely before I watch Dark season.
Why would you do? Never mind.
Well, the other problem with this setup is that I don't have any of my sound clips to play.
That's true.
Whose fault is that? The things that you choose to be.
It's a work in progress.
I'll figure out a way. So you're digging it, Frankie? Star Trek?
Yeah, dude. Star Trek Discovery's been pretty awesome. I'm becoming a Trekkie, man. A new era Trekkie, because I still don't think I want to watch Voyager or Deep Space Nine. But
boo. To Frankie, by the way, not to Voyager.
But Discovery, Discovery's awesome, Nine, and I still
phenomenal.
I still love Picard.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
I just like Aaron's watching with the baby. There's two. That counts as two viewers, guys. That's two viewers, not just one.
Showed five viewers for me.
Shows five
for
now.
Five, man.
I still haven't even liked the.
But mind you, we might be some of them. So
this is fair.
No joke. I need to give credit to Andrew on two places. One, for that like cardigan Space Invader zip up, which is pretty legit that he's got rocking right now.
Too legit.
And then two, for his stream at one point had like 9 viewers.
What? Yeah.
Well, when you bring in the big wigs for as guests.
More social capital than we got.
He brought in more guests than Frankie brought in for the episode.
There might be a viewer who's watching now. The last time they watched was last week. The first time they watched was last week. And they're like, who are these idiots?
Yeah, it's probably true.
Not who I am.
The usual suspects this time, folks.
Tuna, have you been watching anything?
Yeah, I started Shadow and Bone, as I mentioned to you guys in the chat, and it's not bad. It's better than I thought it would be. it has, there's times where it seems to kind of supersede the YA genre that it's based off of a little bit, but it still is very much like maybe one of just the better YA offerings out there, kind of like the Hunger Games in its level of quality, I would say. The set pieces are good, the costumes are good, the world is interesting. The acting and the characters are okay. I'm more interested in the B story that's being told than the A story, which kind of speaks to the kind of boring story of the main protagonist, I'd say. She's not really that interesting yet. I'm only 3 or 4 episodes in, so maybe they'll build her up a bit more. But so far, she kind of just comes across as the reluctant chosen one hero trope. And, But overall, the show is not bad.
Does watching the show make the title any better? Because Shadow and Bone is a stupid name for a TV show.
I get where it comes from, but you don't understand where the name comes from until like 3 or 4 episodes in.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it is still a dumb name though. Nothing about the show changes the name. No.
Okay. Tim, have you been watching anything?
Yeah. So I've been diving into some Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
So I watched all of Mythic Quest season 1, mm-hmm. which I think I told you guys in our group chat that like I was really struggling with deciding if I liked the show or not.
Yeah.
And I think it has to get halfway through the first season to kind of figure itself out.
But I heard that one episode in season 1 is worth,
yes,
like I know nothing about it, but I've heard from multiple people say that the one episode in season 1 is worth the price of admission.
It's for, well, to be honest, like the last 2 episodes were awesome as well. I do enjoy it a lot. Definitely some, like, I don't know if I'd mentioned to you guys, but definitely like random language that didn't seem like it needed to be in it at all. But episode 5 is not about the main main cast of the show. They're not in it at all. It's about another video game startup from like that. It actually begins in the 90s.
Huh.
And so yeah, so really interesting. And it just follows these 2 people, their relationship, the games that they make, and like how it all falls apart basically. And but it's like, it's who is it, Nick from New Girl? Yeah. And I can't remember the girl that's the lead lady that's in there, but honestly it was so good. Like I was shocked. It was not a comedy. It was like
Jake Johnson, by the way.
Yeah, Jake Johnson. It was maybe, yeah, Peter Parker B. It was maybe like a bit of a dark comedy at times, but it was more just like a straight up drama, and the show plays itself as a comedy pretty much up until that point. Right. And then towards the end of the first season, though, when it's back to all the same characters and all the rest of the episodes, they actually play really heavy into some of the drama stuff, which makes the comedy better. And and you see the characters more. And so it's like it kind of finds its balance at the very end. So they did the last 2 episodes is like a COVID episode, which was actually really good. Like it was surprisingly good. And then there's an episode where they're coming back together after lockdown and celebrating this fake holiday that's in their game, which is like a fake World of Warcraft to begin with.
Right.
And
the female lead in that episode was Kristen Milioti. So
yes,
that'll get Frankie on board. Frankie didn't hear anything I just said, but it's okay.
No, I did. I don't know who that is.
You don't? Kristen Milioti? I thought you talked about her before. Anyway.
Anyways, she's so great. Okay. Long and short, solid. I was digging it. Weird language. stuff in there for some reason. But and then the last thing was because of Apple TV Plus, For All Mankind, which is alternate history.
I've honestly not getting into it.
Kind of digging it a lot. I'm on season two, so season two is already out. Season two of Mythic Quest comes out this week.
It reminded me a little too much of what's the
Prime Man in the High Castle?
Yes.
So it's.
And I could not get into that. I couldn't get it. I've tried multiple times.
Man in the High Castle is always flirting with like Lost style mystery.
Okay.
And For All Mankind is just straight up an alternate universe. No, there's no qualms about it. There's no weird surprises. It's just straight up an alternate history where after the, I can't remember which Apollo, maybe Apollo 10 or 11, the one that burned up, after the kind of the tragedy of that incident, NASA gets chills out like a lot, and they kind of are like, hey, we're not going to push quite as hard. And it ends up that the Russians land on the moon first. So that's kind of where it takes off from. But like the first season goes from early Apollo days to like mid to late 70s. And the second season starts, early Apollo days to mid 70s. The second season starts early 80s. And you kind of catch up with the characters that were in the show before. And now they have space shuttles, I think a little bit earlier than real life. And
just because Frank, they're like not used to being on cool. screen all the time because he's, you know,
because he's watching Star Trek. Yeah. Anyways, hey, really cool. I like it a lot. A little bit of a vid angel, but overall is really good.
Well, the only thing I really have to talk about is what we've all been watching, which is the Marvel Return to Theater hype video.
Theater.
Which was released today. I don't even think it was like teased or anything like that.
No, they just dropped it.
Just dropped
that. How about we play a little soundbite, y'all? Yeah. Here we go.
Why'd he become Southern?
I love being with people. It's the most incredible thing in the world.
What are you doing? Oh, this is nice.
That world may change and evolve, but the one thing that will never change.
Copyright strike. Part of one. Anybody?
Don't worry, we're cut.
Oh, okay, were you gonna let me know, or you know?
I was going to, and then Tim did it for me, so we're good.
Oh man, perfect timing.
Great. Yeah, we were there. What were your guys' thoughts about the hype video? Were you sufficiently hyped?
Well, the first 10 times I watched it, I just thought it was amazing. And then the next 10 times
I was bawling uncontrollably.
Yeah, and then the last 10 times that I watched it, I just became super excited to go to the movies again, and I kind of want to rewatch all of the old ones.
Yeah, I'm going to shock you guys. This actually made me want to rewatch Endgame and Infinity War. Like, it actually got me that hyped for it. Which
is that a shocker, Ben? They're probably two of the best movies on the planet of all time, though. Yeah, for everybody, Ben.
Like, I haven't seen Minari yet, but I'm going to spend time watching Infinity War and Endgame? Come on.
Marvel is the only company in the world, or the Marvel Cinematic Universe, that can get me excited about getting older. And I'm like, 2023, can't come quick enough. And then meanwhile, if I was to stop thinking about it, like, I really don't want 2023 to come, because I'll be like, let's stop.
Tim, what were your thoughts about that?
Oh man, it really was so much hype. They got us. They just drove that Stan Lee quote right into our hearts.
Yeah, man.
And leading right into that end game moment of triumph and craziness. And
I then love that they used like just footage from inside a theater watching
so
the game. in the climactic moment. That got me. That got
opening
me.
Night.
And then they probably promptly sued the person who took the video.
No, they sent up a t-shirt. Not signed.
So the lesson here, kids, is sneak a camera into big blockbuster movies. You might be in a promo video someday.
Look, let's be real. That was probably Mark Ruffalo's footage, okay? So, you know what is... Okay, crazy coincidence, but not a coincidence, is 8 years ago today was the release of Iron Man 3.
Wow.
Ten?
It came up on my memories on Facebook today. 8 years ago today.
Crazy.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah. Anyways... so good that one.
I think.
I mean, I'm looking forward to this phase of Marvel more than I think before. Like, I'm super excited to see. I don't know anything about Eternals, but just knowing that Chloe Zhao is,
I had a feeling you were going to be bringing that up tonight. Yep.
Look.
And I agree with you. I'm curious.
Just watch a trailer for Nomadland and you go, how is this person? You're going to think, how is this person going to direct a Marvel film? Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Best picture winner, by the way, just saying. Yeah, I'm like really excited to see what she does with it. And like, if what we're seeing with WandaVision carries over and then being more experimental and different about their storytelling, even though I didn't think that was perfect, that's definitely the best thing in the Marvel universe. So, you know, I am... Discussion for another time. I'm just amped for what they could possibly do with these upcoming movies.
Look, Ben, did you say you wanted to rewatch WandaVision, or did you say you wanted to rewatch Infinity War and Endgame? Because I thought I heard you say... Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, that transition though.
All right, let's talk about that. This week was the final episode was released, I think, of
2 weeks ago, but yeah.
Whatever it was. And we all finally finished watching it, and I actually watched the last four episodes
I only watched the first movie.
Anyway,
because it just ended today. Because it just ended this day.
This day right now. What were your thoughts on Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Frankie, why don't you go first?
To quote my grandmother, "Mwah, a bonita, beautiful."
Really though.
Good, so good, so good, perfect.
Yeah, she enjoyed it
perfect
a lot.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's gonna be a no perfect. For me, dog.
Listen, was it very much like a Marvel movie? Yes, it was like a 6 hour long Marvel movie, or six episodes, right?
In that, yeah, it was. In that, it had poorly written villains, and. The other common issues that Marvel movies tend to have. Yes,
take
but
the worst
I did
parts
enjoy it.
Of Marvel movies and then make them 6 hours long. And that's Falcon and
poorly
the Winter Soldier.
Written villains?
Yeah. The
villain
it's
was
this,
atrocious.
This terroristic group with vague plans.
Oh, the Flag Smashers.
Yeah, they're gonna do something, I guess, to do something about humanity and murder lots of people, and then the main hero of the story says, "Don't call these people terrorists when they are, by very definition, terrorists." But they're just misunderstood, and they have the leader of Enfys Nest reprising her role from a solo story.
But wait, let's pause and fix a boat for an hour.
Although
Ben, you didn't like the boat fixing part the most? I'm surprised.
Complaints aside, just as a footnote to any viewers watching and Frankie, who's probably about to murder me, I did actually like the show a lot, but it does have a lot of issues in my mind, but we can go over that.
I believe it has all the issues that any other Marvel movie has. And if you don't like the Marvel movies, you will not like the show.
So that's fair. So you agree.
I don't I don't disagree with a lot of what Tuna just said. I just, but I loved it. I thought it was awesome because I enjoy the Marvel movies because you can go into them and they're a comic book. They're watching a comic book play out before your eyes. That's what makes it great and makes it fun and lets you escape from it. And come on, hey.
I forgot that my video is flipped, so I have to point this way to point at Frankie.
Emily Van Camp, she did kill a job. Sharon Carter, that whole role, that whole arc, that was awesome.
Is she Sharon Carter or is she a Skrull, everybody? Weigh in now. In the comments.
Nobody's watching.
Spoiler alert, by the way, to anybody watching, we're going to be discussing the details, so you've been warned.
Oh, we didn't have that clip clipped
it
up.
Did we?
Wyatt Russell as John Walker, the new Captain America.
Perfectly cast.
He did an amazing job. Come on. He was awesome.
He did an amazing job with a poorly written and developed role. Like, here's the thing. I felt like this was a 2 hour movie or a 2 hour show that they were like, let's throw a bunch of other random crap you don't care about in there, and then expand it out to 6 hours.
Ben, why are you calling all the human drama crap? I just don't understand.
It
normally,
because it wasn't.
You're all
well
about
developed.
The drama and the art. I loved it. It was not perfect at all, but I loved it. Like the same thing that Frankie said, this was another comic book come to life. Totally different tone and style than WandaVision. But like, it still honored the source material really well. It still picked up kind of the vibe, the general vibe from the Captain America movies, and just ran with it into the future. Now there's like heavy rumors that they had to rewrite a big chunk of this when lockdown happened. And this is what I'll say. I think the rewriting was mostly in the Flag Smashers, probably a little bit of the Captain America stuff, but mostly the Flag Smashers. The rumor is that it was not that the terroristic actions were less blowing up one random car and not having a great idea, and more unleashing a pandemic. In some places. Okay. And so the rumor is that they had to.
Okay. Yeah. But Amazon went right ahead with you. Was it Utopia?
Yeah. Utopia? Yeah. And they didn't renew it.
They barreled right ahead with that one.
And they canceled it immediately.
Didn't the movie pandemic get super popular at the beginning of this, all this too?
So,
no, you're thinking the Tiger King.
That
anyways, sorry.
And Contagion is the name of the movie you were thinking of.
There is one called Pandemic, I think, though.
Is there? Okay.
There's a movie called Pandemic. And what's that game?
I'm
called
sure
Plague,
there's a movie
right?
called
that
Pandemic, was... but.
Which game? Anyway. Frankie?
The iPhone game Plague, where you create like a deadly
Plague
virus.
Incorporated?
Plague Inc.
Yeah. It's also a board game.
Oh, did they
I'm surprised Tuna didn't say that. Why did I say that?
Nicely. Oh, you mean Pandemic. Yeah.
I mean, it just... You go from WandaVision, which is this entirely new, entirely different, original, interesting story, and then you go to Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which is just the same old crap we've seen for the last 15 years. It's just... It was boring. I will also say, and I didn't do this long, and this isn't the reason why I didn't like it, but sometimes at night when I'm falling asleep, I'll just listen to shows. And let me tell you, action shows are not the shows to listen
to. No.
It is so boring because it's just, you have no idea what's going on with the choreography. You just hear all of the fighting scenes happen. You have no idea what's going on, and it's so I stopped that pretty quick. But yeah, it's just, it was fine. There was nothing to it.
It was more Marvel, and if you love it, you'll love it. If you don't like it, he probably will find it boring. I enjoyed it for what it was because I still like Marvel overall, but I agree with Ben in that WandaVision was way more interesting in my opinion.
I didn't say that wasn't true. I mean, I think
no. I'm not arguing that you were saying that either. I'm just sharing my.
I'm saying you said that wasn't true, and I'm saying you're stupid.
WandaVision was amazing. It was definitely totally different than anything else they've come out with, and it might be one of my favorite pieces of Marvel work. That being said, this was still awesome. It was a lot of fun, and it was cool to see some side characters that you didn't really care about.
Wasn't
fun.
The action wasn't even that good.
There was a lot of fun action.
Yeah.
Were you watching it in black and white and in Spanish? Like, is that what happened? And you just kind of got a little bit lost because you don't.
And at half speed.
That, you know, is probably the half speed that threw it off.
Ben, was it because they didn't have letterboxing? Is that why you don't like it? Not enough letterboxing, Ben?
That's it.
Just amazing, Ben. You just amaze me. I'm very curious where Ben's gonna land on Loki. We had one that he really loved and one that he couldn't stand, and who knows what they're gonna do with Loki, but we'll see Ben's reactions.
Yeah,
watch Loki's like super deep and like it's like Inception and Ben's just like obsessed with it.
Well, if anybody's watching now,
is Chris
Nolan
directing Loki?
I mean, I pretty much can't stand Loki. So
Loki, he's not directing Loki. So,
anybody in the comments, let us know what you're most looking forward
to
from Marvel Phase 4 and what you thought of Captain America and the Winter Soldier and how it should have probably been labeled Captain America and the White Wolf at the end. But you know what?
100%.
It's, you know, who cares about character development when you could have fun action scenes? Frankie, you want to tell people where they can find us?
No.
It's there at the bottom of the screen for those listening. It's facebook.com/incrediblecritics, Twitter at 3CriticsPod, and make sure you leave a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let us know what you think. Until then, we are the Incredible Critics, and this is the outro music that only I can hear. See you, everybody. All right, fellas, feel free to give us the post-credit scene for Incredible Critics.
Listen, all I'm saying is that I don't know how you watched this. I mean, I watched it, and I went, wow, Sebastian Stan. Like, he's right up there with Matt Damon for me now.
I wish my
I
guy
do like Sebastian Stan.
I love me some Sebastian Stan. He was pretty awesome.
He's good.